Good morning. It's Friday, May 16th, in the year of our Lord, in 2014. Well, praise God, it's Friday. Many people are rejoicing because of that fact, and we thank God for this wonderful day. This is the first Friday of the rest of our lives, and for that we are thankful. This one comes, and it came to pass, it will pass, and we believe God that we will see many, many more. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, and we are just privileged, I know I am. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, here for the next 30 minutes plus as we wind up this week of prayer casts, and it's excuse me. It's such a joy being with you every morning at this time. Today, we have prayer targets lined up, and I trust that you are ready with a praise report and or a prayer request to add to our list of prayer targets. When I was, growing up, I always loved animals, the standard, cats, dogs, etc. Always had one or the other. I don't now because I'm just too busy to be involved as much as I would like to do so. However, one of the things I observed owning cats is that it's amazing to watch them preen themselves. In other words, they would take time out and like to get into the window where the sun is shining in and the daylight is shining in, and they would just sit there and preen themselves. They would use their tongue to lick themselves. And I always wondered, well, why is it that they are so persistent about doing that? And it turns out that they are actually making sure that they are clean, where there's some indicator or some standard of cleanliness that they're observing on behalf of themselves and their own comfort. And when I think about that, and I think about the fact that we are to preen ourselves by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ to make sure that we are clean, so that all of the tasks that God expects of us are functional. We are able to do all of the things that God would have us do and be effective and powerful and on fire in those tasks. Well, today's theme is, even as we lift up our prayer targets and we go into God's presence, is that we would make sure that we're clean and staying that way, because bad living equals bad praying. When we're living bad, we can't effectively pray. We can pray, but it's not effective. And I'm sure you, like myself, want your prayers to be effective, but that must come from good living, effective living, which results in good praying, effective praying. So let us take a look at the scriptures and see what is God's nature and concerning an issue like that. And the only way we can catch that is by looking at where scriptures or a scripture where he indicates his heart and what he desires. And we're looking at Isaiah chapter 1, verse 14, 15, and 16. That is Isaiah chapter 1, verses 14, 15, and 16. And of course, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, and it says, your new moon festivals and your hypocritical appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are an oppressive burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. And when you spread forth your hands in prayer, imploring help, I will hide my eyes from you, even though you make many prayers. I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. This is the Lord's word to his people through the prophet Isaiah. And they never ceased, his people, that is, Israel, never ceased to celebrate festivals and appointed feasts. But the Lord is saying that if you're not clean, he says, I will not hear you. Your hands are full of blood, meaning that there is evil coming from their hands, and you cannot use the same hands. Spread them forth in prayer, imploring help from the Lord. He says, I will hide my eyes from you. And he gave a remedy. He said in verse 16, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings before my eyes. Cease to do evil. So that's God's heart towards that kind of thing. So that's our power word for today that would help us to stay on track and in agreement with the Lord, because he is holy, and he asks that we would be holy as well. Holiness is not an old-fashioned word such that it's not current. Holiness will always be current, always. So let us meditate on that even as we go before the throne of grace. Father, today we once again know and feel the need to enter into your presence. We thank you for opening the door. And the door is Jesus Christ. You've made him available to us. He has made a way for us that we may enter the door. And we've come in at your invitation, and we expect a reception. And we know that you are receiving us even now as we come humbly with our heads bowed low, knowing that you are holy and righteous. You're God above every other God. There's no other God but you. You are the only wise God. And we thank you for quickening our hearts, our minds, our spirits, to realize who you are, that you are majestic and glorious. You are the great I Am. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the first. You are the last. And much, much more. Thank you for being patient with us and keeping us at your feet so that we can learn of you. Today, Lord, we ask that you would touch us in those places where we need wholeness again, where we're damaged, stained by sin. We ask that you would forgive us, even as you lay your finger upon us, to make us alive, keep us, and quicken us. We stand on your word, which promises that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us, enabling us to wash ourselves in the blood so that all the stains are removed. Our aroma is changed to freshness and the freshness of the righteousness of Christ, whom you adore, and you want to adore us as well. So we ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, restore us, because you have the power, you have the will to do so. You love us, and your grace and mercy follows us everywhere we go. So we thank you today. Thank you for all our prayer partners, those that are on with us live, those that will be streaming later. We thank you for our prayer team. What a mighty work you've done, that you've raised us up, and we are joined by the wonderful technology that you've given to us here in the earth, so that we are in agreement in your presence. What a joy that is. So we thank you today. Bless each one of our prayer team today. Quicken each and every one of us. You know our needs. You know the index of our hearts. Minister by your Holy Spirit to us today, even as we desire to be clean, desire to perform your will. And we can only do this through your Son, whose name is Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen and amen. Well, once again, I have this honor and this privilege of welcoming you into our program today, to be a part of our entering in to the presence of God and to make petitions in his presence. Now, for a quick update on what I believe the Holy Spirit is stirring our hearts to do, and if you will just kindly pay close attention to what we're saying here. On July the 28th to July the 27th, I'm sorry, June the 28th to July the 27th, the Muslim faith, those of the Muslim faith around the world, will be celebrating what they call Ramadan. That's from June 28th to July 27th. And this is done annually. And it's a time of where they offer prayers and they fast. And what we are asked to do is to pray for them during that same period. We did this last year, and we're not doing it out of mere routine, but we're doing it because God has plugged us into whatever is occurring globally, which is larger, much larger than our own personal and private lives. Our purpose is to pray into God's plan and purposes for the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. So by doing so, we are pleasing him, not simply trusting him, but we're pleasing him. We know that he desires to give the nations to his Son, Jesus Christ, for an inheritance and the entire earth for a possession. That is the word of God. Check on Psalm 2 and you will see that there. That is God's grand design. And so if we're going to please him, then we would want to join in his heart's desire. You see the difference? where we move from just simply our desires to thinking and praying His. It's quite a difference in the level of maturity. You know, little children always want what they can get, you know, that kind of a thing. But then as you expect as they mature and become adults, their lives are now not revolving around their needs and their wants, but around the needs and wants of others. And so God is moving us in that direction. And that's why we have this program called Global Time with Christ Jesus. It's all about that. So I'm seriously considering in this season from June 28th to the 27th of fasting during that period. It's one meal a day. That's kind of what the routine is. And praying specifically for the Muslim people, the people who are of the Muslim faith. You say, well, why would you want to do that? Well, because God loves them. Christ died for them as well. No matter what you think or how you feel towards them, one wants to adjust one's feelings and thoughts to be in agreement with our Father's thoughts. You follow? And that day when we stand before the Lord, each of us individually, don't you want to know that what said of you is that thou good and faithful servant, how you served the Lord intentionally. So pray into that about fasting from June 28th to July 27th during the season of Ramadan for the Muslim faith. Praying what? Praying that the light of the Son of God would shine in on them in a mighty way. In a mighty way. I don't know if you know it, but here it is. The Muslim faith is the fastest growing faith on earth right now. Fastest growing religion. That's fact. So we want these wonderful creations of God to come into the light of His presence through His Son, Jesus Christ, in power. And it's this, the fact that that's absent, is why the 200 plus girls are in captivity right now. They are Muslim, and their captors are Muslim. Do you see the connections? So let's pray big. That's the key. Let's pray big in order to please the Lord big. So those are some things that I just wanted to share that with you. I'm seriously considering following that protocol that I just described. Amen. I just want to, your line is open, and if you desire to make a comment on that or to have a praise report or to give us or share with us a prayer request, well, we are open to that right now as we enter. Someone is enjoying a wonderful time of rest. And so we are we're looking for that source.
Arthur?
Yes.
Pastor Gregory, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you.
Sounds like Seraphina.
Yes, I wanted to add to
the prayer for the Muslims how important it is that we take seriously what she just said, because I don't know if you heard the young lady from Sudan who is pregnant and has been condemned just because she has never been Muslim, but they said that because her father was, she automatically is Muslim, and therefore, being a Christian, she has rejected her faith. And for that, she will be condemned to death. So this is so important that we as Christians, we wake up to understand that the Muslim people must be prayed for. Because
yes.
It's a very dangerous, very dangerous religion. I mean, just because you decide to change religion, you are condemned to death. That is very, 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 very mind-boggling. So what you're saying is very important. It's very important that we pray for them because they are a danger. Not the people themselves, but the religion, the way it's designed, the way that they are practicing it. It's really a danger, and we have to take it seriously. So thank you for bringing that up.
Well, thank you for your comments. Yes, you're absolutely correct. God wants every human being free. And so he gave his best to ensure that. Of course, there's another force that does not want people to be free. So we're praying, and we're going to do that on today. So we'll be remembering that young lady who is possibly being condemned because she is Christian. And there are many Christians that are experiencing difficulty at the hands of those who follow the ideology that we're describing. So we will do our part. That's the point. You know, we don't have to sit around and feel helpless.
We will be praying for a Christian because she did that. They wanted her to renounce her faith, and she said, no, my mother is Christian, and she raised us as Christian. So we will be praying, actually, for a sister. So, and at the same time, praying for Muslim people. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. We want God to bless them. God loves them. It's a decision that each individual person has to make about whether whom they're going to serve. You know, no one is being denied. God will never deny anyone the opportunity to make their choice. And whatever they choose is what they choose. And so let us go to prayer right now for that young lady.
Pastor, I'll be back on in a minute. His call got dropped. He's dialing back in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You clear this line, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're back. The call was dropped right in mid-sentence, and so we understand the warfare that we're in, and thank you for praying us back on. Okay, well, praise the Lord. Let us go right to prayer right now for the young lady in the Sudan that is under the threat of execution for being a Christian. And we also want to remember the 200 plus girls that are in captivity in northern Nigeria. Father, we lift up these persons that you have created by your hand. They are each a design of yours, a unique design. And for each of them, you provided freedom that they can have, not only in the physical, but in spirit as well, and their souls can be free. You provided the purchase. You provided, you paid the cost, the price for their liberation and their freedom through giving, the giving of your Son, Jesus Christ. His life was poured out. He bled and died on the cross so that all can be free, showing your great love to us in a way that we could understand, that every person, every man, every woman, every child can understand your great love. You demonstrated it, and you did it not in a valley, but on a high place so that it can be seen by all and witnessed by all. Today we lift up this young woman that's pregnant in the Sudan, where their demonic principalities that are looking to snuff out her life. And in the name of Jesus, we condemn every demonic strategy in the name of Jesus, so that she is freed. The depression and oppression is lifted. And in fact, the child that's inside of her, which originated from your presence, that spirit, that child, would be born and would be a standard bearer for the kingdom of Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This mother,
I love you,
will come forth powerfully in the name of Jesus. Her life is preserved, protected, and that no weapon formed against her and against that child shall can't prosper.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. And Father, hallelujah. We think of the 200 young women,
yes, Lord,
that are in the danger of being harmed because of a demonic philosophy, a demonic ideology. In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
cover them. We ask that you would install a hedge around them, a hedge that is so sturdy, so difficult that the enemy cannot penetrate it, and that each of these women will be able to fulfill their destiny in the earth, and that whatever happens will only fan the flames of the kingdom of light to continue to penetrate the darkness and the dark regions and the dark hearts of those who are conspiring against life. We thank you, Lord God, that your kingdom is on the move. Your heavenly hosts are on the move. Your angels are in position. The blood covers. Your rule carries far and wide. It covers even those that will not bow the knee, but they must, because Jesus Christ is Lord. He is King.
Hallelujah.
And he rules from heaven.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for the victory over these bandits that have come to seek, to kill, to steal, and destroy. That they are apprehended and restrained and are placed in a position where they can call on you.
Yes.
Or God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
We thank you right now. Bless the families of these young women. Strengthen those families. In the name of Jesus, bless them with peace, with strength, with courage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the release that you've given in our hearts. Hallelujah. That you're hearing us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, next on our prayer list is we prayed, I believe it was last week or the week before, we prayed for a brother in a distant land who is a father, the head of his household, and we know that the position of a father is that of a patriarch, someone that is heading up their clan, so to speak, and they have permission power. They can protect, they can reject, they can allow or disallow, because they are the strong person of their particular household. And so we want to pray for a brother by the name of Renee. And we want to pray that God would touch his heart in a mighty way. Cause him to call on the Lord, to look heavenward in the name of Jesus, embracing the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So we're praying right now for righteousness to overpower unrighteousness in our brother's life in the name of Jesus, so that he will take a stand against every principality and power that seeks to dominate in his family. He would be a testimony of transformation of God's grace. Father, we thank you that your household is the household of light, and that no darkness can enter. And there's a clear line between darkness and light. And the kingdom of light is the kingdom of freedom, kingdom of righteousness, holiness. And we pray for Renee right now that you would touch his heart. Continue by your Holy Spirit to work in his heart continue to cause him to be unrested until he has surrendered to you. Show him that you have a plan and you have a purpose to which he has not entered in as yet, but that he will come into it, him and his entire household, in the name of Jesus. Bless him on this day. Cause your Holy Spirit to trouble him in the name of Jesus. Give him dreams and visions of your plan and your purposes so that in the end he makes a decision for you in Jesus' name. And he would then see and take a stand and protect his clan and his household from witchcraft, from sorcery, from rebellion against the light. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare it even now. In Jesus' name. And Father, we know that your Holy Spirit is already at work in his heart, in his life. We're confident that there's the testimony that we will hear of his transformation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. There's another item, and you can interrupt me any time that you feel to do so, to say something, if you like. But in the meantime, I'm going to, someone is very, very tired. Okay. All right. We were able to close or to mute that line. Hopefully we have. I'm trying to imagine what the Holy Spirit is doing while this person is resting. You know, our spirits don't sleep; our bodies do, and so there's something supernatural that is happening for this person even while they sleep. God bless them. Amen. Give them rest. Yes, we're because we're in touch globally with what God is doing across the earth and the travail of mankind. We want to pray for the families of over 300 men that they were miners in Turkey, and they died in the mines because of the dangers that mines provide, where there are gases that are poisonous and all of that. They are working deep in the earth, and so over 300 of them have perished at my last noting of that event. And so imagine how many people are represented as families, and they're in Turkey, and many are, you know, they're just devastated, those families. And so we want to pray for those families right now. I want to ask one of you who are members of our prayer team here, you're on, and I want to ask one of you to take that and lead us to the throne of grace on behalf of these families of the miners that died in Turkey just within the last few days. They're still recovering bodies, and they believe that some miners are still trapped, hopefully in air pockets where they're breathing clean air. But someone lead us to the throne of grace. I'm sure that the Lord would want us to lift them up before him. Anyone? Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your lines are open. And if you would like to pray, just take it on and go forward, ladies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you, Lord.
Praise.
We praise your name. We glorify your name. We magnify
yes.
your name, Lord, because beside you, there is no other. We thank
God.
You, Lord, for being who you are, for being the Alpha and the Omega, for being the first and the last. Father, we thank
yes.
you. We come before you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, you
yes.
promise us that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we would fear no evil. And we come this morning, Lord, standing on your promise. We come
yes.
this morning, Lord, representing the 300 or more men and their families who have died
yes.
in this disaster, Lord. Father, we cannot comprehend why this happened, but we know that you are in control of even this
yes.
situation, Lord. And we bring each family represented here, each mother, each wife, grandmother, and children, Lord. We bring them
yes.
before you this morning, asking you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost Spirit to take control and to comfort and to Lord, just touch. Father, we cannot imagine the feeling or the situation, Lord, but we come before you asking you, Lord, that there is no distance in prayer. And we are asking you, Lord,
yes.
to touch these families this morning. Father, we cannot imagine, but we know that you see and you know everything. And we bring
yes.
the situation before you, Lord, asking you to have your way. Have your way. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
for the privilege that we have, that we could pray in freedom for
yes.
this situation and for every disastrous situation. Lord, there are so
yes.
many disasters, natural disasters, man-made disasters going on wrong in the world. And Father, we come this morning with pity in our heart, reaching out to you, for you to have
yes.
mercy, Lord. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Lord. Father, we ask
yes,
that
Lord.
You promise us that if we who are called by your name will turn from our wicked ways and come to you crying out, Lord, that you will heal the land.
Yes.
Father, and we ask this morning that you heal the land, Lord. We cry out
yes,
for
Lord.
Your mercy, Lord. We cry
yes.
out for your peace, Lord. We cry out for
yes.
Lord, just for you to intervene and to touch, Lord. Where there's financial need,
yes.
Lord, we ask that you open doors, that you grant favors, that you provide this family with whatever they need to deal with this situation. Lord,
yes,
those men who are entrapped, we pray that you lead the team or the people who are searching for them or who are trying to solve this problem, Lord, that you give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, the technology, Lord, to get to these men who are still missing, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we ask you touch in a most special way, Lord, that you intervene that like only you could do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being there, because we know even in the midst of this, your presence, you are there, Lord. And that you would do what you have to do.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
let this situation bring them closer to you some way, somehow, Lord. Send people who will minister, Christians, who will minister
yes.
to these families and to these individuals, Lord. That your light would shine, that your glory would come true.
Yes.
Even in this, Lord.
Yes.
That you will show yourself mighty and you will show yourself strong.
In Jesus' name we pray. And we know that you are hearing our prayer and you have already
yes.
answered, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we pray that we would get good results, that we would hear
yes.
the testimony from this situation, that your
yes.
Shekinah glory will prevail,
yes.
Lord. That
yes,
we would
Lord.
Hear that people have been saved, that salvation
Lord.
Has been met through this situation and through your love, Lord. In Jesus' name
yes.
we pray and we ask. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Father.
Lord. We thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. As our,
thank
as our
you,
time
Lord. Thank you.
Comes
giving
to
us the heart
a,
to want to get up and pray for the situation, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As our time together comes to a close, I want to quickly remind us of a couple of things. Tonight is, we prayed for a close family friend. This person is like family in our family, and her name is Ruby. We prayed for her on this earlier this week. Well, the funeral for her son will be on tonight, and I'm looking forward to seeing her and just being there, you know, for her, because she's a wonderful person and she's closely related to us. And so it's a devastating thing. You would have heard details were you on this week. Her son took his own life and all of that. He was 38. And so that has to be a harrowing event. So tonight is the homegoing for that young man. Also, one of our prayer team, that's a elder Florence McLaughlin, she is traveling on tomorrow to go to Georgia to celebrate the graduation of one of her close relatives. So we pray her safe trip and back to Georgia. And I thank you so much for joining us on all this week. You're making a difference. I want you to know that. And also, you're growing in grace as well. I can sense that. So we want to close with a quick prayer for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, we pray that you would visit the land of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that by your sovereign mercy and grace that you would visit in a powerful way. Your presence would be sensed and felt. We pray that you would restrain the diabolical evil that and contain the demonic violence present in the land, and that the people of Jerusalem would find the light, the true light of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the true Messiah, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Okay, a benediction, and we are out. I want to remind you that tonight, our New Gospel Tabernacle will be assembling once again at this very point at 7:30, from 7:30 to 8:30 for prayer and intercession, a time of the saints coming together. And that's tonight at 7:30. Dial this number, 714-459-3963. The benediction from Galatians chapter 6 and verse 18. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Walk in power, strength, because the King is with you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless everyone on the line.
Praise the Lord.
Gee, 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 gee